He has made you and me an awesome promise. But he says, you're not supposed to doubt in your heart. Why is it so easy for us as Christians to doubt in our heart? Why? I mean, you know, isn't it amazing how you say, I'm going to stand for this. I'm going to quote this scripture, and I know it's going to happen. And then there's a little voice you hear in your head. But what if he don't do it for you this time? And who do we believe? Him, instead of God's word. Why? Because we've trained ourselves in the world more than in the word of God. Now, if you turn the television off, throw it away. I mean, really throw it away. And except maybe if you keep it and watch DVDs about God's word. That's the only thing. Fill your heart and your mind with God's word day and night. Then whenever they come in and say, your granddaughter has just been killed in a car wreck. And little Kelly, her head's busted open. And if she lives, it'll be 2.5 to 3 months before she can walk with a walker. She'll have to learn how to walk all over. And then that she'll have brain damage on top of all that. When doctors tell you things like that, what do most of us believe? Exactly what the doctor says. Because we begin to go and say, you walk out of the room, somebody says, well, how's Kelly? Well, the doctor just said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months before she can walk, and then we'll have to teach her to walk all over again. Is that what we do? What Jesus said you could have? Whatever you said, if you believe it in your heart. Why did you believe that in your heart? Because you've never walked in miracles. You don't see miracles. You don't know people that have walked in miracles. So you think if the doctor said she's going to die. But if you know God's word, you'll turn to scriptures like John 16:23 and 24. I want you to see whenever I walked in that room, and that's what the doctor told me about Kelly, that if she lives, her head was busted open all across here, plumb back up about a third of the way. She just scalped. The doctor said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, and then her little pelvis, for the seatbelt helped, crushed her pelvis, and said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, but the pelvis, it'll take them 2.5 to 3 months to get good enough where that she can start walking with a walker, and then it'll take her months to learn how to walk again with a walker. But you got these kind of promises, John 16:23 and 24. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto, before now, have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. With a promise like that, as a son or a daughter of God, and you got a little girl that's got her head busted open, going to be 2.5 to 3 months if she lives, what can you do with that promise? What can you do with that promise? Oh, you jump up there and say, oh, well, thank you, doctor, for telling me that. But God said in John 16:23 and 24, that I could ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything. So, Lord, I'm asking you to peel that little head. I don't want no brain damage. I want every brain in there to be better than it was before the accident. I want it to be perfect. And then, Lord, I want her little pelvis to be healed so quick. I want her to be up out of that hospital. I want her to be running and playing so quick. Lord, I don't want her to be walking with a walker in 2.5 to 3 months, because that's normal. I don't want her to do. I want her to walk in such a quick period of time that everybody will have to know that only you could have done it, so that we can glorify you. Now, is that the way to pray? That's what he said. And so everybody thinks you're a complete idiot. Some of them still do. That's okay. I don't care. In 1 week after I prayed that prayer for little Kelly was out of ICU. 1 more week, she's released from the hospital walking with a walker and in church on Sunday morning, the second Sunday. Even our Baptist preacher knew he had seen a miracle. He said, folks, we have seen God do a miracle in Kelly's life. He knew that. But by Wednesday, Kelly had thrown away her walker and was back in school running and playing like nothing had ever happened. In 2.5 weeks, no brain damage. Now, that's pretty easy to say thank you, Jesus, on those kind of things, because we know who did that, don't we? Our King showed up. Jesus showed up. But you know, most people Don't believe Mark 11, 23. Whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart. And so when John 16, 23 and 24 says, I can ask anything. So whenever they come in and say, I'm sorry, she ain't going to make it. She may never walk again. It's unfortunate that we believe that. Yeah. I had a letter or email or whatever just a couple weeks ago. Some young woman heard my teaching on Caitlin's miracle, and her brother. She had somebody give it to her at church, and she listened to it and said it so fired her up. Her brother had a motorcycle wreck, and they told her when she got to the hospital, it's over, just unplug him and let him go. He's going to die. She said, oh, no. I got God's word. And I just got through listening to a man talk about his granddaughter and how this happened to him. She said, if it worked for him, it'll work for me. And she stood on these promises in a matter of days. Instead of dying, her brother was up and walking and fixing to be released from the hospital. She sent me a note to say thank you. Does God's word work?
Yes.
Sure, it works. God made us all these wonderful promises. This is for you and me today. But what did he say we had to do? Believe with no doubt in our heart. You have to believe. That's tough. That's tough. But we can do it. Now let's go back to Mark 11, 23 and 24. We read 23. I want to go to Mark 11, 24. I'm going to show you what I did, and it didn't work for me. So you'll learn. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when I brought my granddaughter home from the hospital, they told me when I brought her home that the flapper valve in her throat didn't work. And they said, you can't feed her anything by mouth. I have to feed her through a little plug in her stomach. So I took this little pump, and I plugged this little thing in, and I measured that liquid food, and I pumped it in there 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. But I said, we won't have to do this very long. I've got God's word, and I know his promises. I said, I have Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say unto you. Now, who's talking to me right there? The Lord. That's the Lord talking. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I said, okay, Lord, that's the verse I'm going to use for the healing of my granddaughter's flapper valve. So I prayed and asked the Lord to heal it, and I thanked him for it. And so for the next 2 months after we left the hospital, I didn't know till we left that this thing didn't work. And they said, bring her back in 2 months and we'll check it. Okay. So I praised him and worshiped him and thanked him for 2 months. And we took her back and we went in. I said, it's going to work. No problem. I've been praising God for 2 months. It's going to work. And he checked it and he said, I'm sorry, sir. It don't work at all. I thought, what? What? God. God, your word can't fail. It cannot fail. What did I do wrong? So I come back and I said, Lord, did I sin somewhere? What did I do wrong? You say you don't hear the prayer of a sinner. Did I do something I don't know about? Lord, if I did, I repent of all sins known and unknown. And I prayed that prayer again. I desire that the flapper valve of my granddaughter's throat work. What did he say I could have? Whatever I desire. He said, when I pray, believe I received and it's mine. So I thought I was believing. I had received it. And I thanked him and praised him for 2 more months. And we go back to the doctor again. And it doesn't work. Now we do this over and over for 5 times, 10 months. The 10th time we go down there, the 5th time, the 10th month. And that doctor says, I'm sorry, sir, it don't work. And he said, since it hadn't worked in 10 months, it won't never work. I said, I do not receive that curse in the name of Jesus. I said, I don't know where I've missed it, but it's going to work. I have God's word. So I come back and I read that scripture over and over and over and quoted it thousands of times in the next 2 weeks. Now, you would think I wouldn't be quite that slow, but that's just the way it is. How does faith come? By hearing the word of God. So God made me a promise there that's so awesome. I'm standing on this promise, but this promise is not working. She's not getting well. I'm still having to feed her with a tube in her stomach. So this time after 2 weeks, I look at that and I said, Lord, therefore you say unto me, what things soever I desire. I said, Lord, I desire the flapper valve of my granddaughter's throat work. He said, when you pray, believe. I thought, uh-oh, that's where I messed up. He says, when I pray, believe. He didn't say, when I pray, thank him and worship him for 2 months and take him back, take her back, and let a doctor check it to see if it's working. But that's what we want to do. We want to pray, and all the symptoms go away, and everything begins totally normal. And then we say, well, do you think it's working? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to take her back to the doctor in a month. We're going to let the doctor check it. And if he says it's working, it's working. That ain't the way to do it. That's not going to get it done. That's why I say walking in faith is a very difficult thing. Very difficult. He says, when you pray, believe that you have received it, and it shall be yours. So I repented for all my sins of unbelief, praised and worshiped the King. And one more time, I said, Lord, I'm over in my house and she's over in her house. I said, Lord, I'm asking you to make that little flapper valve work in Caitlin's throat. And Lord, it's done in the name of Jesus. And I said, there ain't no distance in the spirit world. So I can be over in my house and I can pray and she can be at her house and it's fixed. And I walk over to her house and I get there and I says, her daddy, Toby, I said, Toby, I said, you got anything in here for Caitlin to eat? He said, well, I've got some applesauce and some orange juice. I said, get some of that applesauce out and put her a bowl of it right there. He said, what are you going to do? I said, we're going to feed her. He said, Thurman, that flapper valve don't work. I said, it didn't work, but it does now. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, we've been down there. I've prayed. I've asked God. I've tried to believe him, everything, for 10 months. And 2 weeks ago, the doctor said it didn't work. But I said, I found my sin. It was unbelief. I said, this morning, I prayed the prayer of faith for her, and I know it's done. He said, Thurman, you're crazy. I said, the doctor said she would never walk. Yes. I said, she walking? Yes. I said, the doctor said she'd never see. Can she see? Yes. I said, don't you think it's time you start believing God? He said, okay. So we got some applesauce. Set it in a bowl, put an orange juice there. I hollered, Caitlin, honey, come in here. She was in the bedroom playing. She come running in there. I said, sit down in that chair and eat that for granddaddy. My only granddaughter.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.